sorry, but I've already been through it all week, so this is called tough love. Now, we as a church body are knowing that there's going to be changes happening. There's going to be changes happening in Bartimaeus. We've been praying about it. We've lost a lot of people. We want more people in here. And God's fixing to move some mountains. And I'm excited. Now, what me and God went through all week, he was purging me of so many things. And I love it. I love it. Now, my question is, are you ready? Are you ready for these changes? Are you ready to be available to minister to other people? Are you ready to let Jesus shine through you so when he does bring people here, we can disciple them? Are you ready? What is it that is still hanging on in your life that you don't want to give up? God, I'll do anything, but I just can't give that part up. Now, this is tough love. I don't want to cause anybody, I don't know how to say that. I don't want to harm people in our church body from growing. And in that, each of you, as a follower of God, you're going to have the Holy Spirit purge you of things that are in your life that the Holy Spirit has been telling you to do. And you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to lay it down. You're going to have to walk through it. You're going to have to say, God, no matter what, God, no matter what, God, if I never get healed, God, if I never have any money, God, if I lose my spouse, God, if my children's health are bad, God, if my best friend dies of cancer, God, whatever it is, God, I'm still going to praise you because you're worthy to be praised. God comes first. And a lot of us are seeking pleasures in what the earth, the world has to offer. And it's breaking the Holy Spirit down. You cannot, now the Holy Spirit's grabbing my throat. You cannot hold on to things that God wants you to get rid of. Or we're never going to grow. We're never going to get to where we need to be. And I'm not picking anybody out, but there's things that you need to do. There's things that you need to get rid of. And there's things that you need to start. It starts, the nuclei starts in the home. It starts there. Because once you're at home, you get right with God, and you go out, people are going to be drawn to you. We may be small in numbers, but God's got such a big, vast, exciting thing going to happen to Bartimaeus. It's going to be terrific. But are you ready? Are you willing to sacrifice things for God? Are you willing and ready to get rid of the sin in your life? Are you ready and willing to give your all to God no matter what? And like I said, I've been through stuff, you've been through stuff. But the day that David was dying, I told God that day, I went, if you take him, God, I'll still praise you. I will still praise you. And when he took his last breath, I said, God, no matter what, I'm going to praise you. And that's where we're going to be. No matter what happens, we praise him. And when you praise and focus everything on him, everything will happen like it's supposed to. Some of us have family problems. I get it. I got 5 kids and spouses. And they all have different personalities. Some of them wish that we'd never talked about God to them while they're growing up. Some of them just don't want to believe in anything. And I worry that some of them, you know, if all their money was gone, what would they do? You know, money can be evil sometimes. And it's nice. I'm not begrudging anybody. If you have money and you can go get things that you want, I'm happy for you. I want you to succeed. I want you to have things in life that you want. I want you to be happy. But we have got to quit the baby stuff. We are all older in Christian walks. You gotta quit the baby stuff. We got number one, quit whining. I'm the world's worst, I'm telling you. If you'd heard me yesterday after I cleaned the church, oh my, I can't walk all the way to my apartment. God would stop it and get in there. Yes, sir. We've got to quit whining. We've got to quit expecting that God's going to coddle us every time something goes wrong. If you're going through trials right now, it's because He's molding you and trying to show you how it is to be more Jesus-like. Don't fight Him on it. Don't fight Him. Don't say, God, if you'll do this, I'll do this. Don't go with God's plan. Whatever He's telling you today, whether it be judging, whether it be gossip, whether it be cursing, whether it be porn, whether it be addictions of alcohol, pot, whatever it is that you're doing that you know you're grieving the Holy Spirit, are you ready to give those things up? Are you ready to be sold out for God? Are you ready for what He's fixed to bring to us? Many people, we've got to be disciples, people. We have got to be disciples. And then we teach other people how to be disciples. And then they go out and be disciples. And then they go out, and then more and more people get saved. That's what we're here for. Yes, we minister to the handicapped. But nobody in here is handicapped, okay? I've seen amazing blind people. I've seen amazing people that have disabilities. I've seen it all. And every one of y'all are amazing. You're so amazing. Number one, you're going to have to love yourself. You're going to have to say, God, you created me. You love me. Yes, there are things about me I don't like, but I want to love me through your eyes. He has an unconditional love for you. And yes, He will forgive us. But we can't be going, oh God, please forgive me this. And then the next day you're doing it again. And you know the scripture in Revelation. He doesn't want lukewarm. He wants you either hot on the trail or forget it. Because at lukewarm, He's going to spew you out of His mouth. Now we've got to get on this. We've got to get ready. And the thing today is, are you ready? Are you ready for these other people coming in? Are you ready to fully love people that maybe don't smell good? Or maybe don't look like you think they should? Or maybe they don't take care of their kids like you think they should? Are you ready for that? Are you ready to open up your heart and to love other people? Are you going to judge them? You can't. You can pray for them. And we can witness to them, but you can't judge them. You can't judge them. We should be well aware and done with judging people. And I mean everybody. And like I said, there will be people that come that you might be leery of. Are you ready to witness to them? Are you ready to love them? Are you ready to be there for them? Are you ready to help meet their help meet their needs, not financially, I mean spiritually and emotionally. I hope one day that we can open up counseling for people that have had abortions, had people that have suicide in their life. You know, there's so many kids today that are killing themselves. When I went and got my shot, the nurse that we always talk about, God, came up to me, and her brother-in-law hung himself. Oh, 20 years old. That shows us right there, and one of my best friends, when I worked at the gas company, her son committed suicide. These people don't have hope. And we can't go, oh, I can't believe they do that and hurt their family. If you don't have hope, and if you don't have someone there telling you, hey, I've got the answer, my God can do anything, Jesus died on the cross for you, then they give up. Are you ready? I heard that all this week. Are you ready? We say we are. We're ready for it to fill up these pews, but are we really ready? To be ready, you're going to have to get rid of the sin in your life. And there's not one of us that don't have sin here today. Well, yeah. surely I've gotten rid of everything God wanted me to, but I'm sure by the time Pastor preaches, there'll be something else. But we got to purge that out, because the devil will use it against us. You've got to purge. There may be people that God wants you to take out of your life. There may be people that he brings into your life. You know, go, well, oh, well, Shelly, you know, I'm in pain. And so, I know it hurts. I know it does. But we got to get to the place that we go, no matter what, no matter how bad I feel, I'm going to meet the needs that the Holy Spirit tells me to. If that means one of my daughters and cleaning her apartment, I will. If that means fixing her lunch, I will. If that means praying for other people on the street, that means I will. If that means I'm going to clean this church today and I'm going to do a good job every time I come every week, even though I hurt, I'm going to do it. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? We prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. We've lost a lot of people here, I know. We've lost a lot of people to death. I get it. But the ones that we have here is what God wants. And he can use us. And that's what we need to do. Are you ready? Are you ready to get rid of the sin in your life? Are you ready? The clock is ticking. Are you ready? Are you ready, Pastor? You're ready for this big revolution type thing coming on?
Well, you know, I was telling his name is Raul. I was telling him.
Okay.
I said, I'm gonna tell you the truth. This scares the daylights out of me.
Mm-hmm.
This is about as far out of my comfort zone as I know how to get. But I feel like it's what God wants.
Amen.
And so I want to do what God wants. This is where we are, and this is the community that we're in. And we have to be more than we are, or
right.
We're going to literally die.
Right.
God doesn't want that. I know God doesn't want that.
No.
We are always going to have a heart for people with disabilities, but we can have a heart for everybody else too.
That's right. I'm telling you, if you're normal by the world sign, like you don't have any disabilities, whatever, you probably got a messed up thoughts in your head. Everybody's got issues. Everyone here's got issues of some sort that's bothering them. So I'm going to ask you again, are you ready for this new change? Because if you're not, don't pull us back. It's all or nothing. God's fixing to flood these pews. But God wants us to get rid of things in our life. He's tired of us long-time Christians still having things in our life. Still having sin in our life. Still having sin in our life. Do you have sin in your life today? Is there something that you need to get right with God? Because today's the day. You know, I really think God, you know, he has our tests here. And he's expecting us to get A++++. Because Jesus already went through all of this. He went through dying on the cross for your sin, for your judging, your cussing, your gossiping, whatever it is that you're doing. Jesus had to die on the cross for this. We've got to stop. You've got to stop sinning. Yes, I know it's hard. I do. I know it's hard. But you've got to give God some time in your life, too. You've got to read. Last night I fell asleep with Isaiah, the gentleman, quoting scripture in Isaiah. And I figured, you know, this is going to help my dream life regardless, you know. So, I mean, I slept so good. You're going to have to start doing things to be a better you. For God, though. Not for the world. We don't care what the world thinks. Because they think Christians are dumb anyway, but that's them. They don't know God, so I'm not judging them. But the world is out there to judge us. But until we, Pastor Leanne, Deborah, Brenda, Don, Jim, Kathy, and me, until we get rid of our sin, God's not going to bless this body. He's not going to bless us. Why would he want to give us things when we don't give everything up for him? That doesn't make sense. And he has an agape love for you. That means there is nothing, not one thing you do that God doesn't still love you for. I wish I could say that.
But he expects you, after you give your life to him, to have the motivation to want to change things as far as,
right,
you know, besetting sins. Sins that would come back and haunt you, or
seven
things
times
that
stronger.
You, yeah.
Ten
he
times
wants
stronger.
You to try to get off of the things that you're addicted to in life, whatever it is.
I know, and that's where God comes in. I know people go to AA, I know they go to non.
And that's fine, if that's what they
and
want.
And that's what, but I'm telling you, the whole world is going to bend down on their knees one day because of the mighty God. And I want us today to be ready. To be ready. Are you ready?
Speaking about what you said a while ago, I started the day off this morning, Brenda turned to some Bible Study Fellowship, it's BSF, and it was on YouTube, so I mean, I listened to it, and the gentleman was telling, was like he was, like you're doing, just giving a lesson on the book of John, and he was saying John wrote his book in order to let us know how much God was willing, how much he loved you and was willing to die for you.
Right.
And the Apostle Paul gives the scripture, he says, when we were sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, and the Apostle Paul knew that as much as anybody.
He called himself the chiefest of sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, you know. I mean,
there were sinners in the Bible for sure.
No, I mean, they said there were people out here trying to convince you that Jesus was just breaking some kind of Roman law.
Right.
That required him to be treat him like a criminal, in other words.
Right. And no. that should have never happened. But that was God's plan.
Yeah.
That baby was born, and she was a virgin. That baby was born to die on the cross for us so we can have eternal life. Mm-hmm. The least we can do is get ourselves together, get it right. If you have to write it down, this is what I do, this is what I do. You have to write it down and look at it and go, God, forgive me for these, and throw it away, whatever you have to do. If it's money problems, you come up here and pray, put your wallet on here and ask God to bless it. If it's relationship problems, you come up here and put pictures, if you have pictures. Whatever it is, let's get it right, people, because we're fixing to be in flux with different people. And I'm ready, but are you ready? Let's go to prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love. I thank you for this church body that loves you so much and that we seek desperately to see your heart, Father. May our hearts be like yours. May we have spiritual eyes to hear you, not hear you, spiritual eyes to see you today, Father. May we have spiritual ears to listen to you today. Maybe we have a special spiritual heart to receive what it is that you want for us. And I pray for revival within each of us. Whatever it is that we're doing, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would help us to purge the sin from our life, God. Purge the sin in Jesus' name. Father, we love you. We give you this time. Be with the brother pastor as he brings a message. Bring him here with the music that it would be just so beautiful to your ears, Lord. And I'll try to keep my singing voice down so that will happen. I love you, God. Thank you for everything you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.